So you want to listen to a pretty all right podcast about wrestling, do ya?
Well, the natural lad, Jeff Swagg, has said time and time again that there's only one podcast that's the most decent and the most all right in the industry today.
And that's who? It's the Game Raven Wrestling Podcast.
Right, you fucking losers, you fucking little bastards, you fucking cock suckers that can't even fucking have the decency to go to our YouTube and subscribe so we can get 18 fucking subscribers. You know, what kind of fucking asshole fans are you that you don't respond to the call to action? Well, now shit's getting real. Because I'll tell you what, we were going to have our good buddy Rey Mysterio on today, but now we just said, told him to fuck off, go back to Chula Vista, all right, hang out for the week. We're doing this one without you. So now you just get us until you get us to 18 fucking subscribers, or 18 more subscribers on YouTube. This is Game Rage Wrestling. I'm Josh, he's Adam.
Yep.
If you want to follow us on social media, go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok, at Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X. You can follow Frank at anime_syndicate_podcast, and you can follow Adam at Adam's at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. And today we're going to be talking about said good buddy, Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yep.
And what did you want to talk about with him today?
Well, as much as I enjoy Rey Mysterio.
Oh, we all do. He's a good friend of the show.
As much as I enjoy Rey Mysterio.
Oh, man.
I don't know. In hindsight, in retrospectively, three different ways to say the same thing. I don't know if he would have gotten as far had it been that Eddie Guerrero didn't die in 2006. If I'm not mistaken, was it 2005? I think it was 2006.
Well, let's just be 100%. I've sort of blocked that time period out of my life because it was so traumatic. It was November. Damn, dude. He died. I forgot about that. See, I blocked that. He died 2 days after my birthday, man. November 13th, 2005.
Oh.
Ah, so sad.
Okay, so it's right on the cusp of his fucking, the day that he died.
Almost 20 years ago. 19 years ago, it'll be.
But just thinking about it in grand scheme, man, it seems like they just took the plots of what was good. Because I think Batista ended up saying, like, spilling the beans that he was going to lose the title to Eddie when he turned face again.
Yeah.
After his heel run against Rey Mysterio with the whole Dominic being his bastard child. So I don't know, man. Rey Mysterio, for the longest time, was the guy that you typically found in the cruiserweight division. And I can't say I remember a whole lot of his promos, because I don't want to say they were forgettable, but I don't think he had nearly the charisma that Eddie Guerrero did. And it seemed like for the timing... The timing is extremely coincidental that he ended up winning the World Heavyweight Championship on two separate occasions, and I think he ended up winning the
WWE Championship one time, yeah.
One time. But this is after the fact that Eddie Guerrero died, which like kind of makes me believe, and if I'm not mistaken, man, this shit was kind of like, I don't want to say handed to him, but it's like you plug and play Rey Mysterio for Eddie Guerrero after he passes away, so he can have like the feel-good story. The feel-good story that Rey Mysterio is honoring the legacy of Eddie Guerrero by winning the fucking World Heavyweight Championship. I can't remember what it was, though. Was it WrestleMania like 22 that he ended up winning his first title?
So yeah, I think it was, because he won the Royal Rumble. In 2006, January of 2006, he won the Royal Rumble.
But prior to this, he was like a tag team with,
yeah,
with Batista.
Was a,
and that's something that they were doing with Eddie.
Yeah.
And then that was, yeah, that was going on. And then essentially they were continuing to feud. And then that was when obviously Eddie died. And that was basically it after that.
Mm-hmm.
He was put on fucking, I think he probably replaced Eddie on the Survivor Series team that later that in the later in the month. Cause I think Eddie Guerrero was supposed to be on that Survivor Series team.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it was Batista was on it. He was on the team SmackDown or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, basically, yeah, then he went on with, let's see, then he basically became a tag team partner with Batista after that.
But they were already doing that with
Eddie. They just plugged him in to the storyline. And then that's when, at the beginning of 2006, Rey Mysterio wins the Royal Rumble. And then he goes on later that year at WrestleMania to...
He beats Randy Orton, I think Kurt Angle in WrestleMania 22.
Won it No Way Out, earning Mysterio's title shot. WrestleMania 22. Oh, yeah. So it was between Orton, Mysterio, and Kurt Angle
at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was a triple threat match. And then he pinned Randy Orton to become the new World Heavyweight Champion.
Mm.
So that was his first. But that was literally like, that was probably going to be Eddie in the storyline. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. And so, but then once you get the one belt, and then you kind of like do okay, well, now you can get the other belts. You know, so he held this title twice. He was WWE champion once. I think he was like ECW champion or something when they had that bullshit going on.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, not to say he wasn't owe his due, because he's been around for, I mean, since the WCW days and that, whatever bullshit that
even
before that, right?
Yeah.
But I never thought of him beyond maybe like the mid card, you know, like a US title like an IC title. And
because he was the little guy, he was short.
Yeah, he was a little guy, but also, like I said, he wasn't the guy that you would see you'd see behind the scenes shit with him, and you don't remember most of that stuff other than like the Dominic Mysterio shit. Like that was kind of like the landmark thing for both of them.
Yeah.
But I can't remember when he won his last title, but that was kind of it. Like, it's like 3 years removed from when Eddie Guerrero died. When was the last title like he actually held?
Was the last main, like,
title? Yeah, like we're talking about, you know, of the big two between the World Heavyweight Championship and WWE Championship.
World Championship reigns, that was in 2011, and then he...
And after that, just peters out, right? Because yeah, he never became champion after that.
Nah, I mean, he never... he never became WWE. So when he came back in 2018, he was the U.S. champion. And then was doing that whole shit with Dominic. And then they were like the tag team champions. And then that was it. Like, he hasn't really done anything.
Yeah.
So... it's kind of where he's at. I mean, listen, he's also fucking
old as fuck.
He's getting towards the end of his career. So, I mean, right now it says he's the leader of the Latino World Order, or whatever, the LWO, which
he was never part of, right?
Right. No. Well, technically, no, I don't think he was. Let me see.
The
original LWO in WCW.
Yeah.
I don't think he was actually... He was part of this deal with... Yeah, I remember him being in No Limit Soldiers and fucking the Filthy Animals with Conan. But I don't remember him being in fucking the LWO. Because, it doesn't say... Yeah, he wasn't, yeah. So, there it was. God, the WWE didn't bring him on until fucking 2002, man. That's crazy. Anyways, I mean, listen, Rey Mysterio used to be able to put on some great matches. I do think that him steroiding up, and it's very obvious. Mm. If you look at who he looked, what he looked like in WCW, to where when he became in even his earliest parts of WWE, he fucking they got him on the gas for sure. Like he's steroided out. I mean, there's no fucking question about it. And for a dude that's only like 5'4 or 5'6, where the fuck they bill him as? I mean, dude, that this dude packs a shit ton of muscle, man, and I think that affects his ability. Sure, it gives him a look, but like it affects his ability to do the lucha shit because like you can't be a roided out fucking cocksmoker if you're fucking doing flippity flops and fucking 619s and goddamn hurricanranas off the top rope and shit. Like it's hard to do.
It's too much weight.
It's too much weight, and it doesn't provide you with the flexibility to do it. So. I thought that was always like a negative, but again, that's what helped him. That's what let Vince decide to put the strap on him a couple times was because he got the look. He was still short, but he had the look, right? And that's how he got the belt. So some part of you can't blame him for doing it that way. But some part of you can be like, well, his earlier shit was way more entertaining in my opinion. I mean, his WCW shit was by far the best shit that he did. That was the best part of his career. Maybe even early in the 2002 to like 2005 was like his WWE and his WWE career. That was probably like the peak time in my book. You know, shit was entertaining as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's amazing he even got a title. Cause there's always like those guys that ended up getting. I don't know if it's charity, but. The feel-good story, like Kofi Kingston and Big E getting a title shot and getting it, and but it's like a short stint.
Man, and Xavier Woods still not... personally, I think Xavier Woods was the best of the fucking three of them, and he never got the title shot.
No, he never got anything.
He didn't get shit, and like I said, I think he was the best of the three of them. He would have been the one I felt like that could have carried those belts the best, but whatever it is. But yeah, like you said, it's like that sympathy or that charity shit.
I mean, because what other examples can you think of where it's everybody...
Like you're talking about like a charity...
The guy, like the Cinderella fucking championship run. Basically a one and done. Dolph Ziggler is probably one of them.
Dolph Ziggler? I mean, fuck, dude. Even though it was for the Intercontinental title, what's his name? Matt Cardona. What the fuck was his WWE name? Zack Ryder?
Yeah.
When he won that fucking Intercontinental title. That was a real super awesome feel-good moment. And then they fucking took it from him the next night and then they fired him. Like that for what? Like what was the point of that? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But that was cool. Like, that was cool. That was one for sure. One and done. I don't think RVD actually.
You're right.
Because they then made him the ECW champion, and they stripped him of the fucking...
But he was, like, a legit champion, because he...
Yeah. But he won it that one time.
Yeah.
And when he beat John Cena at ECW One Night Stand, and he won the WWE Championship, and then the next night, maybe it wasn't the next night, but maybe it was, like, the next month or two, they brought back ECW as its own thing, and then they had, like, awarded him... the ECW championship, and then he dropped. He went to ECW, and then he dropped the WWE title, and then John Cena just fucking won it in like a fucking tournament or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't think RVD ever had the WWE or World Heavyweight title again. He did technically win it one time in, I think, 2002 off of Triple H at a Raw, but then he was stripped of it because the referee counted fast or something like that, so then they stripped it from him. But... That was another one. I'm trying to think. I mean, Sheamus had a couple runs. Hasn't had really shit since then. Shit, Sheamus hasn't even been around really at all. As a matter of fact, what the fuck happened to that guy?
I don't know.
did he go to AEW yet? Like, is that what's next?
I feel like Drew McIntyre got stiffed a lot.
Drew McIntyre has gotten stiffed recently the most of anybody. Drew McIntyre, I think, has been... Okay, yeah, sure. He won it and then immediately lost it at WrestleMania this past year. Fucking depressing. Sad.
I really don't know why they fucking did that to him. Because if there was anybody that was deserving of being a champion,
it was him.
It was him because he was cutting awesome promos. Obviously, he could do shit in the ring, and he's got the look, and somebody that could carry the title. you know, for a lengthy period of time. But they just buried him. I mean, dude, numerous times they buried him. They had him go under against CM Punk. And then wins the title, loses it. It was like, why do that to him, dude? Like, why the fuck did you bring him back if you were just going to have him play second fiddle to everybody else? I mean, I don't know if he's even happy. I don't know if the money that he gets is enough to take the bullshit that he's probably had to deal with like the last, you know, however long he's been back in the WWE. Because that was the reason he left in the first place, because he was Triple H's guy.
Yeah.
And then, fuck, now I want to look at how many title reigns he had prior to leaving, because I feel like he was champion at least once, and then never again.
That very well could be. I don't remember off the top of my head. But.
So, I mean, maybe this episode's kind of just evolved to, like, the one-and-done champions. I Rey Mysterio somewhat fits that bill because he got it.
He got it a couple times. He got it twice. He had three main championship runs. He had two world titles and one WWE title. So, I mean, that's shit. I'll tell you what, that's three more than a lot of other fucking guys get.
Oh, so. Dude. He's had the exact kind of same scenario for Rey Mysterio. Two WWE championships and one world heavyweight champion.
And how long ago? When was the last one?
I don't know. I'd have to look at that. Professional wrestling career.
Well, I guess the last one before what?
Beginnings. Oh shit, let's see. Three man band. Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh yeah, he was the three man band.
Fuck, I don't know. I can't find it.
All right, Drew McIntyre.
Return to WWE.
Drew McIntyre is a two-time WWE champion, one-time World Heavyweight Champion, one-time NXT champion. When did he win them, though? All right, let's just see. It'll tell you right here. Okay, so obviously his last one was fucking this year for 30 minutes. That one doesn't even fucking count, man. That should not even fucking count.
It was like for 15 seconds. It was a flash in the pan.
Yeah, it was a literal flash in the pan. All right, let's see, because it says it at the top here. Florida Championship, that's Intercontinental Champion, 2010, Tag Team Champion in 2010, 2012, three-man band from 2012 to 2014. God, dude, if you look at him, like, now, as opposed to what he looked like before, man. He's twice
the goddamn size.
Dude, he definitely stepped on the gas, man. Heavily. Then he went to Insane Clown Championship Wrestling.
Man, this guy's been around.
Yeah, he went to Evolve. God damn. Went to just the regular independents. And then he came to... God, he was in TNA. That sucks, man. And then when he went from TNA, he was a TNA World Heavyweight Champion. So that worked out. Yeah, he went to NXT as an NXT champion, and then he went to the main roster. Let's see. WWE champion from 2020 to 2021, where his WWE championship, where he won the Royal Rumble in 2020, and then he went and fought at WrestleMania 36. Let's see. Cicely defended the title against all these assholes, and then, okay. So yeah, he hasn't had a fucking main title run in probably 4 years, almost 3 years, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be.
I don't think it's going to change anytime soon either.
No.
But.
Yeah, I can't think of any other additional wrestlers that ended up having those feel good runs that people could think of. Typically could think of.
Yeah. Let me just see real quick if there's a wrestler that won the classic WWE. No. One and done. Vacant is the one who has the most title reigns of any fucking individual. I always think that's the funniest fact. Like, Yeah. Like Vacant has the most title reigns. It has like 33 title reigns or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. Anyways,
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Grand scheme, man, I don't know. I think Rey Mysterio got fucking helped out a lot.
Sure, he did get helped out a lot by Eddie Guerrero dying, all right? Like, and let's listen, I know that's not nice to say, but it's the fucking truth. And I know now that because we've said these things, we've probably pissed off our good friend Rey Mysterio.
And he's probably not going to come on.
He's never going to come on the show again. So it sucks, but you know what? We believe in telling the truth here, all right? And Rey Mysterio, if you can't handle that, I'm sorry, but you know, you want to go on these fluff podcasts with that fucking idiot, Chris Van Vliet or whatever the fuck his name is.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
You want to go talk to that asshole and get softball questions and talk about what kind of Chinese food you like or fucking whatever stupid shit? Then that's fine, I guess.
What kind of Chinese food you like?
Yeah, if that's what you want to do, then that's fine. If you want to fucking do that and fucking listen to Dominic Mysterio talking about how much he likes chicken fingers, like. Nobody gives a fuck about that, man. I hate that guy so much, dude. That guy is the worst, man. Fuck him. Anyways, all right. Well, Rey Mysterio, hit us up if you want to come on and talk to us. You know our fucking address. It's Game Rage Magazine. Rey Mysterio, you should be subscribing to us on fucking YouTube, you son of a bitch. All right? Anyways, go there. Subscribe. Also, Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok. Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X. You can go follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official, and you can follow Frank at Anime_Syndicate_Podcast. All right, that's it. I have no regrets. I have no apologies. Everybody can fuck off. Goodbye. That was another wonderful, amazing, powerful episode of the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, the natural lad, Jet Swag. If there's one podcast, one show you should be listening to, that you should be absolutely grateful for, it's the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And one of the things you can do to show your appreciation for all the hard work and dedication that these boys put out day in, day out, just for you people, it's that you can go and you can subscribe and you can like and follow them on the Instagram and the TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. You can also follow them and like them and subscribe to them on the old Twitter, which I don't know what it's called now, but who cares? It's at Game Rage Mag there. Additionally, if you feel the need to really show your appreciation, which you should, then go to their website at www.GameRageMagazine.com and show us some love. Show them some love. And show some love for the natural lad, Jet Swag.